Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just looking at my checking account, and there's a charge on my account here, and I don't recognize this. What company is this?
Yes, ma'am. So it is a third-party call center. We do service multiple companies and products, but I can put in your public information and see what account you have for us. And what's your personal last name?
My name is Janice Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Thank you, Ms. Janice. And can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
5163 Hutchison Drive, South Beloit, Illinois.
Thank you. So looking at your account, I do see here where you have RL there, facial moisturizer and serum. And basically, that product does help reduce fine lining and wrinkles and get rid of dark circles around the eyes. So what it is, Ms. Janice,
it's a cream, right?
Yes, ma'am. It was a trial period that was...
All right, I discontinued that. I called and I told them I wanted to cancel that. And now here, just on May 13, I have a charge for this. That should not have been there. I canceled that.
Yes, ma'am. So let me check. So when you spoke with someone named Sherilyn, she extended you. You accepted the extension to May the 11th with a 30% discount to apply.
No, I did not.
I can offer you a 50%
towards that price. But I did not accept that.
You didn't, because she did notate, and I'll tell you what I can do. I can't offer you a 50% discount on future orders.
I don't want the cream. That's the whole point. I want to cancel.
Yes,
and I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am. I understand you want your funds back. Here, now she, normally when they use, did you let her know, like, that you did not want the product, that you did not want to cancel, you sure you didn't agree?
No, I'm positive I didn't, because I remember her asking me. Did I want, you know, she offered me the, you know, lower price on it or something. And I said, no, I do not want the product. I don't pay for things that are that expensive. I mean, I got it in the beginning as a discount for like one bottle it was supposed to be or something. And then after that, I told her I didn't want it. And she offered me a lower price and I said, no.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely do understand it. And I'm not sure. I can't listen back on that call. Now, what I can do for you, because I see you haven't had the product long, I can give you a 30-day hold, 3 month on us, and then offer my employee discount 75%, dropping that price to $16.25 on future orders.
I don't want any future orders. None.
Okay. All right, yes, ma'am. So let me.
And I don't want this
ahead.
One either. Whatever it was. Like I said, it's charged on my account on May 13. I want that taken off of there.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely do understand that. Now, what I can do for you, Ms. Miller, I can go ahead and close out your account, okay?
Please do.
What's your
and
email
also
address?
Refund that money.
I have to go
if
my
If I need to speak to a manager, then get me a manager because I want that off of there.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely do understand that. So bear with me one moment here. I'll have to get with my supervisor to see what we have to do with that, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Can I appreciate your patience? I'm just waiting on my supervisor to come review your account, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Miller. So all our calls are monitored and recorded. So on that day, you did in fact agree to those that discount of the 30%. So unfortunately, we're not able to give you a refund because you did agree to it.
Well, I surely don't remember it because
That's why I called for monitoring and recorded that.
I'm a poor retired person. I don't have that kind of money.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely do understand that. But now I do have your account canceled out now this time, Ms. Miller, so you will no longer be for the bill.
Can I get some kind of a refund on that? I mean, that $65 is a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. But yes, ma'am, once you agreed to it and she informed you that you had to call back before May the 11th to cancel to avoid future shipments, and you agreed, and there was no call back by May the 11th, so that's why you got charged on May the 11th.
Well, what about when she called and offered that something about a cheaper price or something, and so how come it was $65?
Yeah, she gave you a discount and informed you to give us a call back by May the 11th to cancel if you wanted to. But if you wanted to continue, you was going to automatically be charged at $65 because she applied the 30% discount.
$65 is a 30% discount?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're saying?
It is. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't think I agreed to that because that's a
you
lot
did.
Of money.
I mean, yes, ma'am. I mean, it was an agreement made. That's why I said I called them monitored, and you agreed to it. And
how do I know? I mean, I can't hear that call. How do I know?
My supervisor.
You're just saying that.
My supervisor did. We don't. We have no reason to keep your money. You know, it don't come to us. You know. But yes, ma'am. That's what I said. We felt like it was not a valid charge. We would refund you, but unfortunately, you did agree to it. And she did inform you to give us a call back by May the 11th, and there was no call back. So the charges are valid. But I do have your account completely canceled now, and I'm giving you the cancellation number.
All right.
Yes. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it's going to be C as in Charlie, 452-77, and your account is completely closed out with us.
All right. So there definitely will be no more charges.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Of any kind.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for choosing customer support. You have a good one.